Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
So this week, we have a couple things to chat about. Our main segment is actually about Disneyland lands. So we've been really judgy lately.
Wow, I'm kind of always a little bit judgy, in like a nice Canadian way.
Very, very polite about your judginess.
Sorry.
So we're going to keep that going. You did sound very Canadian there. Yeah. We're going to keep that going, and we're going to judge the Disneyland lands.
There's more lands than I thought there were.
Yes. We can chat about
that. You got a little granular, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's all right. Yeah. There are 9 lands, and we're going to rank them. We're not talking California Adventures, not the Disneyland Resort, just the original park.
Disneyland.
Lands. And then last week, instead of our trivia, we were doing, we were answering some questions that some people had left us.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one really good question. It was actually the first question we got, so we've been holding on to it for a couple weeks now.
Yes. Much anticipated.
Yes. Yes. Because we thought it deserved a little bit more detail.
Yes. So we're going to go a deep dive on Imagineering a Canadian Disneyland.
Yes. Exactly. Oh. Yeah. So we're going to have a few ideas. So Disney, if you're listening, which you're not, but if you were, hire us. We have plans.
Yeah. You could put it in like Winnipeg because they don't have anything else there. So.
Oh. I mean, you're not wrong. Before we get to any of that, though, a few things we always do top of show. Brandon, what current nerd thing are you into this week?
Well, it's probably the nerdiest weekend ever. This weekend, it's E3 is going on right now.
Right. And so explain what that is.
So E3 is the Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Mm, right.
Hence the three E's.
The three E's.
Yeah. And it's basically the biggest weekend of the year where they announce all the new games that are coming out in the following year.
Mm-hmm.
It was canceled last year because of COVID.
Of course.
So it's the first time that it's been on in a while, and they're talking about games, and it's exciting, and
yay.
I'm very excited for the Nintendo press conference.
Which is like the last one.
It's on Tuesday,
yes.
Which is tomorrow,
yes.
If you're listening to this live on Monday.
Right, when it's brand new,
spanking new. And yes, I'm very looking forward to the Nintendo, all the stuff that comes out on the Switch, because that's the kind of game that I have time to play these days.
Right, something you can jump on, play for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm excited for that one, too, as I've mentioned, maybe occasionally. I'm kind of obsessed with last year's big game, which was, of course, Animal Crossing. So I'm really curious to see what Nintendo does next.
Probably nothing to do with Animal Crossing.
No, I think they can milk Animal Crossing for a while here before they have to come up with a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was quite a few years between New Leaf and New Horizons, so.
Yes, and this year's big focus is going to be Zelda.
Right.
The Zelda franchise is turning 35 this year.
Ooh-wee. Yeah, so that'll be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. To watch some coverage of that on Tuesday. My nerd thing was actually something we did last night.
Oh.
We went... I like how you're like, oh, like you didn't know what we did last night.
No, I know, but...
Okay, so
I thought maybe you'd do something else for your nerd thing, but yes, this was good.
Oh, okay.
I like it.
So, well, we're recording this on Saturday, but Friday night there was a, like, pop-up drive-in movie in here in town to celebrate Jurassic Park's anniversary. 28th anniversary.
To the day.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know before we were going, but they announced it there, and I was like, oh, well, I mean... As I said last week, Jurassic Park's one of my favorite movies,
yep.
And so we were excited just to go get out of the house and do something
and
watch a movie.
And when was the last time I was at a drive-in? I went once, I think I was like 10 or something.
Bring drive-ins back, please.
Oh my goodness, yes. So our nearest city, about an hour and a half from us, their like classic movie theater started
second run movies.
Yeah,
before
exactly.
The pandemic, they were second run movies.
Mm-hmm.
They've been open and closed throughout this past year,
mm-hmm.
and last summer they were open again and they were playing classic movies.
Yes.
But
so that was a whole lot of fun.
Recently they set up their parking lot to be a drive-in movie.
And so smart.
Yeah.
So we're going to definitely have to check that out this summer one.
Absolutely.
But this was cool.
Absolutely.
It was local. It was a whole lot of fun. Yeah, I thought that was really good. Other than that, I have 3 days left of classes before final exams start, so literally my brain is fried.
Lots of marking.
So much marking.
Yeah.
So much marking. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I've been doing.
And congrats to the class of 2021.
Oh, yes. Congratulations, class of 2021. Yeah. Yeah. And I actually know a particular student who listens to this whose parents boosted our vehicle at the drive-in.
Oh, yes. Last night. Yes. Our battery did die.
Literally, as the credits started to roll.
As the credits were rolling. Yeah, the radio was still going, and you tried to start it, just didn't work. Yeah. But so, yes, thanks to them as
so
well.
So, congrats, class of 2021. Yeah. Man, I gotta, like, work on a speech.
Mm.
Yeah, it's true. And also, you can mark their stuff.
Yeah, probably that
one
second,
first. Yeah, that one first.
The second part is more important. Speech, you could be like, wear sunscreen. Just play the sunscreen song.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's so, like, they're so young.
They wouldn't know.
They wouldn't know it, yeah.
You could just take the lyrics from the sunscreen song and say them, and they would be like, whoa, my mind is blown.
So all I can think is Bill and Ted's is that awesome adventure when they get to the gates of heaven and they're like, what is the meaning of life? Every rose has a thorn. And he does the lyrics.
Yes.
And they're like,
They wouldn't get that reference either.
No, they would not. Okay. So also, what are you drinking?
I'm just drinking a nice summery Palm Bay something. Yeah, just a Palm Bay Zero Blackberry Lemon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are refreshing. I don't particularly like regular Palm Bays, but I like the Palm Bay Zeros.
Palm Bay Zero, yeah, no, regular Palm Bays are too sweet for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, yeah, Palm Bay Zero is
They're
nice.
They're more like refreshing.
And it's a good summer drink.
Yeah.
So we're into the summer mood.
Yes.
It was nice and warm today. And
yes, and it's been raining, and today was the first warm day in a while,
mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
I am drinking a white wine spritz by Good Vines.
Cool. That sounds also very summery.
It is. Yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like white wine spritz, so it's a handy way to do it.
You are a little whiny sometimes.
This is very true. What did you said you were surprised about my nerd thing. What did you think it was going to be? Animal Crossing again?
probably. I know.
Okay, and this is a big one. We've been having a countdown to Loki. Well, countdown is over because on Wednesday, episode 1 came out.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just going to do the same thing we did with WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier.
No spoilers.
No spoilers, just initial gut reaction. Loki, episode 1. Brandon, what did you think?
Well, yeah, I can get on board for this.
Right?
It's more in the vein of WandaVision, I would say.
In, like, it's weird.
It's weird, and there's, like, you don't know what's going to happen mm-hmm. kind of thing. Mm-hmm. There's a mystery going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think the real star of this episode, though, was the production design.
Oh, production design was very cool.
We're going to talk about the Disneyland lands.
Yeah.
Next, and I think Tomorrowland could learn a thing or two from the TVA and Loki.
That is 100% a fantastic idea.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's,
Yeah.
And we've mentioned some of the problems with Tomorrowland and what we think they should do, but this is, hey, take notes, peoples.
But yes, I'm very excited to see how this season plays out. Mm-hmm. It was a good stage-setting episode, and I am pleased.
Yes, I had a lot of fun with it. I don't think I've heard anything negative, really. Just, like, let's see what happens more than anything.
No, I don't think you can say anything more than that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Exactly.
Give you a little taste and see where it goes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I think that brings us to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay, some random park news mostly this week. So the big one is June 15th is this, like, flashing neon sign important date coming up here.
In California.
There are going to be some changes to the parks. Basically, June 15th, Governor Newsom has said the tier system that they were doing, done.
Gone.
Done. They're far enough along that goodbye color tier system.
Yeah, they're a little bit ahead of us in vaccines, and we're kind of catching up.
Yeah,
almost.
We really are.
But yeah, when you hit a critical mass of vaccines, you don't really need the restrictions as much anymore.
Right. Yeah. So there's a lot of question marks. Basically, it's not like the 15th is going to happen and Disneyland is going to be like, all right, back to normal, like quote unquote normal, right? But there's definitely an easing, and they're going to kind of do it in steps. So some of the things that can happen on the 15th, and it's up to Disney whether or not, and all the theme parks, what level and how quickly they want to implement these things, is the capacity limits. Bye. Like, they could go to 100% capacity if they wanted to.
yeah, capacity limits, and along with that, out-of-state visitors. Yes,
which we knew that one, because out-of-state visitors have been able to book for about, well, a couple weeks now, actually.
It would be a shame if they had taken their money and then the state had said no.
Oh, that would be bad. It would
have been a big, messy thing, but yeah, no, they're not walking that back, I don't think.
It just said that they recommend that companies require masks except for fully vaccinated people, and it recommends that they check, but it's not requiring they check. Nobody's checking.
Well, so no one wants a vaccine passport, but they're saying these recommended things. So, like, in practice, there's nothing.
Yeah, no, nothing, no. They are going to say...
But get your vaccines, come on.
Yeah, exactly. Up until now, it's been 15 minutes inside, so they've had to do all the queuing and stuff outside. That goes away, and that is one thing that most conjecture is that Disney will move towards right away, which is going to help a lot with the congestion and the looks of things being crowded. A lot of the pictures and videos and stuff we've seen,
well, yeah,
it looks crowded. It's not. It's just... You're not inside.
The lineups are outside. They've designed their lineups to be inside.
Yes.
All their queues are inside to make it look good on the outside.
Exactly.
So when they have to get away from that, then there's problems. And they have all their dining. They have like pop-up dining set up on the outside as well.
It's just all the people are
in. You still have to walk. And it's so been a bit of a mess. Yeah. Especially as the capacity's inched up. Like they started at 15% and now it's probably 30 plus.
I think it's either 30 or 35. But yeah, so the... Masks is a question mark as to when they're going to be looking at that. Disney hasn't made any announcements as for that. In Disneyland, Disney World, no more masks.
They turfed that a couple weeks ago now.
No, they had no more masks outdoors. Now they're saying you don't need a mask at all, except on transportation like the buses and stuff like that, which makes sense. You're sitting there for a long period
Florida
of time.
Florida is the wild, wild east.
It's true. But now they're saying you don't need a mask in the park at all, except on the Disney transportation. Mm. So yeah, that's pretty exciting, the 15th. You know, I'm curious to see what that's going to look like. The other thing is, Disneyland, they still don't have the cast members to completely open everything.
Well, yeah.
So they're not just going to be like, all right, 15th, here we go.
They're staff limited, so they're going to be a little slower. The state is going to be a maximum.
Yes.
And Disney's probably going to lag a little behind that, just because it takes time to spin up something major like a theme park. So,
and they want to err on the side of caution while still realizing they don't want to be like way behind.
Well, they want to make money.
Exactly, 100%.
Yeah.
Speaking of cast members and things like that, there are some more Disneyland attractions that are opening like this week. The Golden Zephyr is confirmed that it is going to open on the 15th. Then also, there have been cast members that have been doing training for the Tom Sawyer Island raft. So that right now the island is closed.
Yeah.
So they think that once that training is complete, speaking of bringing in the cast members and stuff, that that'll open, as well as the Storybook Land Canal.
Nice.
Which is actually one of my favorites. It's so underrated. It's just such a cute, fun ride.
It's cute and fun, and it's a really good place for the fireworks.
It's fantastic.
Which also might be booting up pretty soon is the rumor.
That is true. And the other one is that some shows and things like that, along with as part of like with the fireworks and everything. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't have specific dates on this, but it's kind of like after the 15th, it's going to be just ramping up bit by bit by bit. I think more every week.
Well, and I mean, like, 'cause Adventures Camp is just open.
Yes.
And they have shows going on.
And they actually now have the times posted for the shows.
Interesting.
So, which is kind of a thing. It's not like, ooh, I happened upon it.
Yeah, it's people gathering.
Exactly.
And they're getting ready and they're lining up. So
like, that's, I think, where they started with the shows. And then the other one is Mickey's Philharmonic at California Adventure. You can watch now, but only on weekends. So bit by bit, little by little.
We're getting there. Hopefully it keeps going.
Yep.
And there's no setbacks.
Exactly. Do it bit by bit, safely, and then do the next step, and then things get to stay open.
Yeah.
More likely.
No yo-yoing.
Exactly. That's the worst.
We've had a lot of yo-yoing here.
Yeah. Speaking as someone who's teaching online, and then teaching in the school, and then teaching online, and then teaching in the school.
Reactionary is not good.
Yes.
Precautionary. Yeah. Is better.
And Disney tends to be pretty precautionary with this. So I'm optimistic.
That's because the dollar speaks very loudly.
Exactly.
And yo-yoing is not good for the dollar.
That's 100%. One last Disneyland Resort news. Speaking of Avengers Campus and the shows and stuff, there is a new character meet and greet. Now, I don't want to give too many details about this because it has to do with a new Loki show.
It's Loki.
It's Loki, but it's a different Loki. It's the Loki from the show.
From the show.
With other side characters with him. And it looks amazing.
Yeah.
It's so exciting.
But this is the benefits because Avengers Campus isn't in... Well, it's in-universe, sort of, but it's not... tied to any one time period.
Right.
Like Galaxy's Edge.
Right.
Is specific to a time period.
Yes.
In canon of Star Wars. So they can't have the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda walking around.
Right.
But Avengers Campus can just have the new characters from every movie.
Well,
that
that's
comes out.
Why at the grand opening there were both Captain America.
Both Captain
parts,
America.
Which is fantastic.
And they have Black Widow fighting Taskmaster.
Mm-hmm.
And, like.
Exactly.
They're going to have the Fantastic Four.
Mm.
Yes.
Are they actually?
I would assume so.
That's awesome. That's so awesome.
They would be crazy
okay.
not to.
This morning you were talking to me about the merch I should and shouldn't be getting. I just want, like, you to remember that advice that you're giving yourself.
Oh, maybe there'll be a Mr. Fantastic sipper that, like, stretches out.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
cool.
I'm, yeah.
I know Fantastic Four is your favorite.
Yeah, they are, yeah. Mm-hmm. They need to have an MCU movie so that it can be good, unlike the previous Fantastic Four. All three of them were quite awful.
Oh, speaking of Disney parks, Disneyland Paris is all set to reopen soon.
Oui.
That's all the French I've got. Do a little bit better with Spanish for some reason. I'm a bad Canadian. And then the last one, I'm so excited for this. On Friday, the 18th, Luke is coming out. Disney Plus?
Free for all Disney Plus subscribers. Yeah. No premier access required.
Controversy around that.
Well, yes. It is funny what they determine that's quote-unquote worthy of a premier access.
Yep.
And the creators of each of the things going, well, why isn't my thing that I... But, like, this was supposed to come out in theaters. Why isn't this a Disney Plus premier access type of thing?
And I would like to hear their logic for this one. The other ones made sense. Onward was reactionary.
Well, Onward did come out in theaters. And then they just pushed it to Disney Plus. And then Soul, it was to get it out there for the Oscars,
so this
which worked.
One, yep, totally did.
I don't understand Luca, because this looks like primo, awesome Pixar stuff. And there's
it's amazing.
There's no reason to just give it away for free.
Yeah, it's not like...
Free.
Yeah, it's not like Onward or Soul. I mean, I will definitely be watching it. We probably won't get to watch it on the 8th. Well, we won't watch it on the weekend it comes out.
No, we're a little busy.
Yeah, but we will be watching it after that. And I am so, so excited because the scenery looks amazing. It's like my favorite place.
Yeah, it's Italy. It's
Italy, and like, I love ocean-y type stories and things like that. And this just looks so fun. Super. Like you said, Pixar, a very Pixar-y Pixar.
Very Pixar-y, and I identify with these characters from the trailer, because when I was that age, I lived in the water as well. So I was like, if I could be a sea creature, that would have been awesome.
You're doing reverse.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think it's like Little Mermaid Pixar style, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for this one.
Man, Disney Plus is pretty good.
I know.
I mean, Disney has so much things. You got the Marvel spitting out stuff, and you got the Star Wars, and like even something like Mighty Ducks. Like we watched
Game Changers, and it was amazing.
We watched that whole series, and it was
super fun.
Really fun.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So, thumbs up to Disney Plus.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and keep it up, because, All right, so I think that brings us to our main topic, unless you had any other news?
Yeah, well, why don't we take a break for our listeners on Magic of the Mouse Radio?
It's a fantastic idea. At the park. So, okay. Are you ready to be all judgy again?
I am. I got my judgy hat on.
No, you have a hockey hat on.
I got a hockey hat on.
But it's judgy.
It's judgy.
So Disneyland is our home park.
It's the closest thing.
It's
that
the closest
we got,
thing. It's our home park in another country, we always say. Mm-hmm.
Until they listen to us and build the one that we're going to design.
Exactly.
Well, in Winnipeg.
You want to put it in Winnipeg. I don't know about that idea. We'll chat.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so we thought we'd go worst to best Disneyland land. There are 9 altogether, so we'll just kind of alternate.
All right,
so...
Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Ladies first.
All right, worst to best Disneyland land. So...
Land.
I don't think this is going to be a shock, and I think we probably have the same one.
If you have the right answer, then yes, we have the same one.
I don't know about the rest of them, but I'm pretty sure my number 9 is Toontown.
You are correct.
Yes.
Madam.
Yes. Oh, good.
Yeah. Toontown's awful. It makes me really sad because it's named after one of the best movies ever. And if they leaned into Roger Rabbit, it would be great. But
speaking of Roger Rabbit, if you like Roger Rabbit, listen to our episode next week. Okay, go ahead.
That is true.
Yeah.
Good tease.
Yeah, there okay. we go.
So, yeah, no, you go ahead and talk about Toontown. Sorry, I'm
taking... Oh, no, you're absolutely right. So, now, I was more fortunate than you that I got to go to Toontown right after it opened when you could actually do things.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was a lot more interactive. I could totally understand some, like, kids loving it. Like, understand the idea behind it.
It is for kids, but...
Kids.
Like, little kids. But Roger Rabbit's Toontown was not.
No, it's true, it wasn't.
It was supposed to be nostalgic for when you were a kid,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
through an adult type of lens.
Mm-hmm.
But even if it was just for kids, it needs to work.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't anymore.
There's, I don't know, they got two rides and a bunch of broken stuff.
And of those two rides, like, I like Roger Rabbit. I mean, I don't really spin it because I get motion sick. But Gadget's Go Coaster is actually super fun, except you're lining up for, like, a ridiculous amount of time in the sun. So are you really going to go there? And it's like, well, to meet Mickey and Minnie. Go to Rope Drop. You can meet them on Main Street. You know what I mean? Like, it's all...
Oh, boy!
What is cool, though, is if you luck out and get, like, Steamboat Willie Mickey.
Okay.
Or if you get, like, Sorcerer's Apprentice Mickey.
But, again...
But it's a fluke.
That's taking up a big footprint of
yeah.
precious real estate in,
yeah.
in a very small California it's park. True. It's not Florida that we're
no,
talking about.
No,
and it could be better used.
Yeah. So, I'm excited to see what happens with Runaway Railway.
Yes.
When they bring it there.
That's going
to
help Toontown a lot.
It's
going
to help a lot. And I think they need to revisit their other things where that used to be hands-on and interactive and now just isn't. Things like Donald's and Goofy's and things like that especially used to be able to play with it a lot more, and they just keep taking it away. And
it
I understand all of that.
Maintenance.
And also, like, there was some safety stuff that happened. But also, like, the other things that are interactive around the park, like the jail bars and things like mm-hmm. that, there's just basically...
They're broken.
Yeah, they're all, like, warped out of place. So it needs a lot of love. You think that they should bulldoze it.
Yes.
I think they need to revamp it.
I think they should bulldoze it and expand Galaxy's Edge, because that's right by there.
That's
true. And they should just make mm-hmm. some, like, I don't know, make Endor or something. Like,
ooh.
I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
It could be better used.
Okay.
When you are square footage
mm-hmm.
constrained,
mm-hmm.
Toontown is not the answer.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so we agree.
Number 9, definitely Toontown.
Yeah.
Fix it
or change it or get rid of it altogether.
Put it in the dip.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I went first for number 9. What's your number 8?
Okay. Well, you might disagree with this, but for number 8, I have Main Street USA.
Okay.
There's not a whole lot going on here except shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Capitalism gone wild, mm-hmm. basically. It's kind of cool, but somewhere I walk to get somewhere else.
Yeah. I do like the shopping. I think it's, you know, picturesque and things like that. I don't have it ranked very high. It isn't my number 9, mm-hmm. but I don't have it ranked
number
very
eight.
High. It's my number 8. Yeah.
That's
what
my,
I mean.
It's my number
8. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. It's my number 7.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something you walk down to get to the castle.
I like, yeah, I like some of the Easter eggs that are there, but
yeah, I do too.
It's just a little too commercial for me, and I'm not big on the Starbucks or
yeah,
all that sort yeah. of thing. So yeah, no, I buzz by it, Rope Drop. Let's go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. I'm always surprised. Well, I shouldn't be surprised, but I hear a lot of people who really love, like, the traditional Disney stuff. This is one of their favorite lands. And again, like, well, it's very picturesque and things like that. You know what I think it might be? We're not American.
Well, yes, it is small town USA.
Idealized small town USA.
Idealized. Mm-hmm. Like, the Main Street vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
Are cute. And,
yep.
and the big horses mm-hmm. and stuff. That's kind of cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
When I'm there, I'm headed somewhere else.
Right. I think I like it. Well, I do like it more than you. I ranked it number 7.
Okay, so what's number 8 for you then?
Number 8 for me is Tomorrowland.
Hmm.
Yeah. So the reason I just want to justify why Main Street USA is above
Tomorrowland
for me. Okay, but I want to talk about why.
What's your favorite ride in Main Street USA?
In Main Street USA?
Yeah.
Favorite ride?
Yeah.
That'd be like the Main Street vehicles.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not a ride.
No, I understand that. But you're a ride person, whereas I'm a theming person.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and you know what it is? When you are on Main Street USA, yeah, you're walking through it to get somewhere, but it's the first time when you feel those
butterflies
mm. the Disney magic, and then you go and you see the castle at the end. Like, it's... And the partner statue. It's
a feeling.
Yeah.
Is the partner statue really part of Main Street USA?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So that's just the main reason why, is because, like, I feel like, yay, there. Tomorrowland, I actually really like Tomorrowland. I just think it is so in desperate need. I'm gonna get all frozen here. It's in need of a fixer-upper.
It is.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. But there's things that are worse for me, okay. For sure. Yeah.
I will tell you that my Main Street USA and Tomorrowland for me are like almost tied. Yeah.
Okay.
So... almost tied. And the reason is, okay, so for Tomorrowland, literally the reason it's lower is because it needs help.
What's your least favorite thing about Tomorrowland?
The theming.
The theming.
And I'm such a theming person that matters a lot to me. I love Space Mountain. I like Star Tours. And we haven't even been on like the new thing, but it's... I feel like if they don't fix it, it's going to go the way of Toontown.
I don't think it could ever be as bad as Toontown.
Because Space Mountain?
Well, I mean, Space Mountain, it's one of the mountains, and it's like, mm-hmm. It's part of the skyline of Disneyland.
Yeah,
like,
that is true.
That building's iconic.
No, it totally is. I'll definitely give that to you. But I'm just saying that, like, it's there and everything, and I don't want to see things, like, broken and forgotten, and there's empty stuff now, and it's just, it needs help.
Okay.
Yeah. It needs help.
So that's your number seven.
Yeah. Number seven and number eight I've kind of talked about now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what's your number seven?
This probably won't surprise you, mm-hmm. but I went Fantasyland for number seven.
It's way higher for me.
Well, yes, but you like all that stuff.
Yeah, I do.
You know, Fantasyland's full of kiddie rides.
Yep.
The best part of Fantasyland is probably the Matterhorn, which is also in Tomorrowland.
Yeah, it's that transition-y.
It mm-hmm. straddles. Mm-hmm. Because I like the thrill rides.
Yeah.
But no, the dark rides in Fantasyland don't really do it for me, and mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not my cup of tea.
Okay.
Or my Gaston's beer.
I was going to say your cup of mad tea that spins around.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, no, I'm not standing in line for an hour to go on Peter Pan. And
I totally will.
No. yeah. I mean, I will enjoy Fantasyland while mm-hmm. I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm ranking it against all these other lands, yep. it's just lower
yep.
for me. Because I'm not the target audience, I guess.
Yeah, fair enough. So we both done number seven now. Mm-hmm. So what is your number six?
My number six. So, I mean, it's getting a little tougher now.
Yeah, it really is. I had some very distinct high ones and then a very distinct number nine. And now that my middle ones are all like a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess. And there's delineation between these lands
yeah.
is also tough,
That's
too.
True.
Because there's like some, like Matterhorn
mm-hmm.
is literally straddles two lands. And yeah. some other ones, it's like, well, this is part of this land, but it's also kind of part of this land.
Yeah.
So
Matterhorn is listed as a Fantasyland attraction, mm-hmm. but it's also kind of Tomorrowland.
Well,
as an example.
There's literally an entrance on this.
Yes, it is. It's called the Tomorrowland entrance.
Tomorrowland entrance. So anyway.
Okay.
But for my number six, I went Critter Country.
Okay.
Simply because it's teeny tiny. There's not a ton there.
Yep.
Right now it's Winnie the Pooh.
Yep.
And Splash Mountain.
Yep.
And I love Splash Mountain.
Yep.
But it's also changing.
Yeah.
So... is it going to still be part of Critter Country?
Oh, we could probably do a whole episode just talking about this. And I think we probably will when it gets more
yeah.
along what they're doing.
Which is fine. I don't dislike Critter Country. It's just really small.
Yeah.
So it doesn't rate as high for me mm-hmm. as the other ones on this list.
Okay, fair. I will tell you right now, I was really torn between five and six.
Mm-hmm.
And I flip-flopped on them.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up putting number six is Frontierland.
Really?
And the reason is, I know, this is tough. This is super tough.
Oh.
Frontierland used to be one of my favorite lands. Oh, yeah. You just.
Frontierland number six.
Number six. I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, that hurts.
Okay, well, that's fine. And it's just which one of my favorite attractions are in.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Big Thunder Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not one of my three favorite attractions. I know, you're so, like, okay, we don't have YouTube, well, we don't have a video for YouTube yet. They can't see you just sitting there with your arms crossed, shaking your head and scowling at me.
Six!
Yeah, it's six. Oh. So, I like the theming. You know what the other part of the other thing is? Maybe it's because we live in Alberta, but, like, the theming is just, like, here. It's nothing, like, exotic.
Yes, We do kind of live in Frontierland.
We do.
Modern version of Frontierland,
right?
Basically. But...
Yeah, so that's the theming thing.
We don't have a runaway railroad. That's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
I 100% agree, and I love that attraction, and I love Frontierland. I love I love all the lands.
Yes, you
maybe
do,
with
but...
the exception of Toontown. So it's not like I don't like Frontierland. It's just literally of my favorite attractions. While I love Big Thunder Railroad, it's not in my like top of them.
Okay.
And yeah, I really like it. I used to love it more because I talked last week when we were talking about underrated, how Pocahontas was always my favorite. She used to wander around Frontierland, and so I loved hanging around Frontierland, and she doesn't anymore.
Isn't the Mark Twain considered part of Frontierland?
Okay, yes, and I love the Mark Twain.
Okay, no, just saying.
But it's not one of my... I'm going by my favorites
I'm just saying.
Okay, so I'm going to say number five. This is the other one I was yo-yoing with, and that's his Critter Country.
Okay.
The only reason to beat up Frontierland, because for me, they're very similar.
Love Splash Mountain.
Yeah. It is Splash Mountain. Now, this might change when the mountain changes. But for right now, Splash Mountain is tied for my all-time favorite ride of all time. And so I had to rank it just a little bit above. It didn't rank top because it is so small. And also, I love Winnie the Pooh, and I love meeting the Winnie the Pooh characters. I think waiting in line to meet the Winnie the Pooh characters works better than waiting in line to meet Mickey and Minnie in Toontown, for sure.
I absolutely adore the Winnie the Pooh characters.
Amazing, so cute. So that just ranks like a little bit higher is the character meet and greet aspect there with that kind of theming. And literally it's Splash Mountain is the only reason it edged out Frontierland.
Well, zippity doo-dah for you.
Only for a little bit longer though. But yeah, those two are like pretty tied.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know you're really upset with it. Is it your number one?
No.
Okay.
Well, no.
All right. So that was my number six and my number five.
You're not going to like my number one, but that's fine. I don't even care.
That's fine. That's fine. You're going to, you know what my number one is already. I'm 100% sure.
I don't actually, but.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Actually, before we go any further, let's each guess what your number one is. Now that I know it's not Frontierland or.
Adventureland.
Nope. Good guess though. Okay.
There's Dole Whips in Adventureland.
There is.
Do you know that there's Dole Whips in Adventureland?
I'm very well aware of that. I think your highest is... I think your highest is Galaxy's Edge, which is weird.
Huh. We'll see, I guess.
Okay. My number five is Critter Country. What's your number five?
So, this is where I put Tomorrowland.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm not upset about that.
Yeah. It does have a lot of problems, like you noted. Mm-hmm, but, I mean, Space Mountain is absolutely iconic.
It really is.
And even though... The Florida one is a little bit better.
Ooh.
It's a little bit better. And it's the original, too.
Yes, it is, by a few months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Star Tours is pretty cool, but there's a whole Star Wars land now, so Star Wars loses a little shine.
Yeah.
They could do better. They need to go retro future.
They really do.
Do a 50s to 70s.
Yeah.
Like, not steampunk, but like.
Mid-century future. Yes,
atomic age future.
Yes.
Space jumpsuits and plastic chairs and all that. Just go retro future.
Yep.
And it would be timeless.
Yep.
You wouldn't have to like keep trying to keep up with tomorrow.
You can't.
You can't.
Literally, you have never been able to, and you really can't now.
This is going to be really nerdy, but if you've ever seen the Fallout series, they do the atomic age future thing very well. It needs to be that style.
Take a note from Loki, maybe.
Yes, Loki does that atomic age future style. It's like almost 70s future.
Yeah. Well, and then the other one is I know we don't really talk Disney World too much, but apparently the Contemporary is getting a revamp. Incredible style, but their Incredibles inspiration is that mid-century atomic age kind of style.
Perfect. That's good. That the Contemporary Resort in Disney World is another one that needs to do that, and that's perfect that they are.
So hey, Tomorrowland. Awesome. I get you're not going to do Incredibles because obviously that's California Adventure does the Pixar. That style would be great.
Yeah.
And I totally agree. Now, they did work on the entrance, which kind of leans into this a little bit more. So that is positive.
Retro future. It's simple. Yep. It's simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it would make a huge difference.
But I love Space Mountain, and it can't be any lower than this because it's one of the better thrill rides in all of Disneyland.
All right. Cool.
So that takes us to your number four.
I did my number five before yours, so you have to do your number four before me. Go for it.
Okay.
You're going to be upset with me.
Yeah, probably, but that's fine.
Okay.
I'm going with New Orleans Square for number four.
No. You're wrong.
It's tough.
Wrong.
It's so small. It has a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
A very good restaurant. Mm-hmm. Blue Bayou.
Mm-hmm. It has a couple restaurants, but yeah.
Well, and the
Cafe Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Cafe Orleans. So, like, that's the main focus. It technically has pirates, sort of.
No, it has pirates, and it also has Haunted Mansion.
And it has Haunted Mansion, which is the main attraction of New Orleans Square, which is awesome, but it's just too small. And, like, pirates is sort of part of Adventureland,
sort of part of
Mm-mm. New Orleans Square.
Mm-mm. It's New Orleans Square. You're just wrong. Now, I will say this about New Orleans Square, which is concerning. I have the same concern with Critter Country because they are both small. I'm worried when they redo Splash Mountain because Critter Country is kind of attached to New Orleans Square.
Right, because it's small.
Because they're both small.
And it's Princess and the Frog themed.
And it's Princess and the Frog themed after the events of Princess and the Frog. So it's not even like when they're animals, you know, critters. It's based in New Orleans, mm-hmm. I'm assuming, because Princess and the Frog is based in New Orleans. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, very,
so it makes sense to me that it's going to move into New Orleans Square, which leaves, what, Winnie the Pooh? You're not going to leave Winnie the Pooh.
I think it's going to be a straddling thing.
Yeah.
They're going to have critters, and they're going to have some New Orleans influence.
So, yeah.
So
because I feel like it's a domino effect, where if they do that, it gets absorbed by New Orleans Square. They're going to get rid of the Winnie the Pooh area, because that's going to get absorbed by Galaxy's Edge, because, of course, you can expand Star Wars, like you said, just make it Endor.
Have some Ewoks going.
They're not
going
to get rid of Winnie the Pooh. They'll move it somewhere else, and then I'm worried for Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Yeah.
That's my whole long thought process about that.
Yeah, Mr. Toad.
There's a whole, like, domino effect thing. Yeah. But we're a long ways away from any of that. We're a long ways away from them redoing Splash Mountain, first of all, and then it'll just be after that.
Yeah, I firmly believe they announced the change to Splash Mountain just to buy themselves some
time. I 100% agree.
Yeah,
100% agree.
Yeah.
So, okay, I feel like you're wrong.
Well, I mean, I'm not, but
go ahead. Okay. No? Number four for me. Oh, man. It actually hurts me a little to put it here. I'm saying Galaxy's Edge. The reason I'm saying it is because I haven't been there. Literally, that's the only reason.
That's a terrible reason.
That's fine. But
you've seen so many videos.
I know, it's 100% true. I actually feel like if I experience it, it would be like one or two.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't yet, so I don't have all those like warm fuzzies attached to it. There's a whole lot of excitement. Like, I'm super looking forward to it. I might be looking forward to it more than I am Avengers Campus, even. Like, really, really, really looking forward to it. But I have all of these like nostalgic memory warm fuzzies wrapped up in my top three.
Okay.
So I had to put it number four.
I mean, that's a good reason to be wrong, I guess.
Yes, says but the guy who put New Orleans Square
still,
number four.
Still wrong.
Wrong.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There's just a lot of things above New Orleans Square, that's all.
I'm glaring at you. I realize no one else can see this, but that's what that silence was there, is me glaring at you.
So, okay, well, I did number four first, so you have to do number three first.
Fantasyland.
That's way too high.
Yeah, no, Fantasyland. I like the dark rides. I know you don't. I don't like the wait times for the dark rides. It's the castle is part of Fantasyland, and Small World is part of Fantasyland. And
well, that's enough of a reason to downright
no
Fantasyland.
No way, absolutely not.
It's a small world after.
I will listen to that on repeat all day tomorrow if you don't stop. I love it. Okay, middle of the day, avoid Fantasyland like the plague, basically, because you might catch it from all the children running around screaming.
Literally the plague.
Literally.
Especially these days.
Especially right now. But, you know, so that's not super happy getting run over by strollers or anything. But if you go in the morning or you go during fireworks, it's like impossible not to feel like you're 6 years old again.
First thing in the morning, I will say, one time we've been in Disneyland together.
Yeah, we rope dropped and did like all the dark rides. I think we went and did Matterhorn and then all the dark rides.
We went and did Matterhorn when it was still a cuddle ride.
Yeah, that's right. Got that in there.
And then we did all the Fantasyland rides.
Yeah.
And you had your fairy wings that I brought you.
Yes, I did. I was Tinkerbell.
From Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And it was good in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, it was fantastic. But you just don't want to be there in the middle of the day. And plus, a lot of the lineups are out in the sun.
Mm.
And they're long. And they don't have Fast Pass and things like that. So, you know, you definitely want to avoid that. But go around fireworks. Go when all the little kiddies go to get their supper and stuff like that. Or go first thing in the morning. And it is... it's just so much fun. Like, so much fun. I love it. It makes me so happy. It makes me feel like I'm 6 years old again. But, like, better than that.
Space Mountain is still better. Sorry.
You know what it is? Fantasyland ranks so high for me because it has the castle. That's the big one.
Well, you can see that from Main Street, though.
Yeah, but it's part of
Fantasyland. It's like eye candy, right?
Yeah, it is. Part of Fantasyland. Yeah. All right. That was my number three. What's your number three?
That's splitting hairs. I had real troubles with number two and number three. It was kind of like a coin flip issue for me. But I decided Adventureland for number three.
Can't believe you haven't put Frontierland. I feel so bad for putting it down in number six.
Yeah, it's terrible. No, Adventureland's really cool. Indiana Jones is an amazing ride.
It really is. It's also broken a lot.
It's also broken a lot, but that's not the ride's fault.
No, it's an amazing ride.
Yeah, it's just really cool, and I love the theming of Adventureland. Yeah, that's what I picture as something that, like, if I want to go on an adventure, I want to be Indiana Jones, and I want to go on a jungle cruise.
Totally.
And all that sort of thing. So, yeah, no, Adventureland's really cool, but it can't go higher than this, I guess, is what I'm saying.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. I will tell you that I always used to think of Frontier, like, way back when, I always thought of Frontierland and Adventureland as, like, flip-flopping as, like, pretty quintessential, even. Plus two of the original parks.
Yeah, they're bordering on each other, and they kind of run into each other, so I kind of almost think of them as one and the same.
Right.
Almost.
You can run from Indiana Jones. Well, not run. Don't run in the parks.
Don't run! No running!
Walk speedily from Indiana Jones to Big Thunder and back and forth without too much. So I always did think of them as, you know, very quintessential Disney. I ranked Frontierland so low, not because of anything against Frontierland. It's just other things I love more.
I'm actually glad I picked Frontierland above Adventureland now, just to like stand up for Frontierland's honor.
That's fair. That's fair.
Because you did Frontierland dirty.
That's okay. I'm okay with this. So that was your number three?
Number three, yeah.
Okay, so I did number three first, so it's your turn to do number two.
Okay, well.
I bet it's.
It's Frontierland, yeah.
Which means I was right on my number one guess for you.
You were right, yes. No, Frontierland's great. I like the theming. Kind of cool old western is super fun.
Yep.
Big Thunder is the best thrill ride.
Really?
In Disneyland.
You think so, hey?
Well, I haven't been on any of the quote unquote thrill rides in Galaxy's Edge yet. I don't know. But yeah, Big Thunder's a really good thrill ride. It's better than Matterhorn, it's better than Space Mountain. Splash Mountain is cool, but it's different.
Yeah, it is. I would agree that in terms of those thrill rides, for me, it goes, Big Thunder is also above Matterhorn and Space Mountain as far as awesome.
And the other thing about Frontierland is it pulls in some of that Disney magic with the Rivers of America.
I wasn't even thinking Mark Twain.
Yeah.
I kind of feel really bad for putting it so low now.
Yes. So I like that aspect as well. So you got the thrill ride and the Disney magic.
Yeah, that's pretty
good.
That's
more fun than standing in line for 3 hours for Peter Pan. that's why I kind of made a concession of between thrill ride and Disney magic to put this number two. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not upset about that. Actually, I wasn't thinking about the Mark Twain and the Rivers of America when I was ranking. I was thinking, like, do I like Splash Mountain more or Big Thunder more is what I was thinking with mine. So, you know what? I will totally concede that I put Frontierland too low.
You did.
It's
dirty.
Definitely not my number two. I don't know if I could rank it above Critter Country. I don't know how I would place it differently, but six is quite low for Frontierland. My number two, actually my number two, my number one flop back and forth.
Yeah.
But my number two is Adventureland.
Okay.
So you guessed was my number one, so you weren't far off.
That's close, yeah.
Dole Whip.
Dole Whip.
I thought that
would seal the deal.
Yeah. I literally love every single thing in Adventureland. Literally every single thing. I like Bengal Barbecue. I like Dole Whips. I love the Tiki Room. I get that it's kind of like dated and stuff, but I like that about it. It's so Disney. It's so fun.
Tiki Room's better than Small World.
I love Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
Literally, that's one of... I one of my favorite, like, it's impossible to not be in a good mood riding Jungle Cruise. If you're in a bad mood riding Jungle Cruise, something is wrong with your, like, happiness.
Well, and that's a good example of Disney leaning into, like, cheesiness.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing that they could do with...
Tomorrowland. 100%. You know how to do it. Just do it space age.
Yeah.
Jungle Cruise I love. And then, of course, Indiana Jones.
I like the theming of it more than the thrill aspects.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. But yes, I love it. Heck, I liked playing with Tarzan's treehouse. And I liked it when I was Swiss Family Robinson. Just as like a, hey, we got a little time to kill. Let's go do this. There's not a thing in Adventureland I don't like. It's a beautiful place to be at nighttime as well.
Galaxy's Edge is probably better, though.
Probably, but I wouldn't know that firsthand. So that's
I've seen pictures. I don't know.
Yeah, I have too, but I don't know it firsthand. So anyway, that is my number two. There's literally every single thing I like. Dole Whip pineapple spears. I want to grab one. Go sit in Tiki Room. Ride the Jungle Cruise while eating one. I'm just, yeah, it's fantastic. The only reason it's not number one is just, it's because of what is number one for me.
Okay, well, okay. Hit me with your best shot then.
Okay, well, this is why I was so upset that you were so wrong, because the best land is New Orleans Square. It has the two best attractions, or two of the three best attractions in Disneyland itself. It has Pirates, it has Haunted Mansion, and it has the original and the best Pirates from everything that I've read, seen. Whatever.
Do they eat the tourists, though?
Yes.
Okay.
That quotation makes me so mad. Every single time we watch Jurassic Park, I, like, see that. John Hammond says, in 1956, when Disneyland opened, nothing worked. And Ian Malcolm says, yes, but when Pirates of the Caribbean breaks down, the pirates don't eat the tourists. Pirates didn't come into Disneyland until the 60s, and Disneyland opened in 1955, not 1956. They're both wrong.
Yes, but they're also in a traumatic situation. They're not, like, doing Disney trivia.
Yeah, well, they should just know it, so in the dramatic situation, it should just come up correctly.
Yeah, okay.
They're going to say years... Fact check your years.
I'll do some Disney trivia for the next time you almost get eaten by a T-Rex.
Deal. If you're going to bring years up, just bring it up correctly. That's all I'm saying. Uh-huh. But it's where you get your beignets. It's where you go to Blue Bayou. It's where you get your Monte Cristo. It's where, okay, well, I haven't had their mint julep, but it is also where you get your mint julep, and I know some people love them, so, you know. It also opens to Rivers of America.
Yeah.
Which is nice. You can sit and eat your beignets while you watch the Mark Twain go by, which I know is a Frontierland thing.
Isn't Club 33 also there?
Yes, absolutely.
Interesting.
So it's
not that we'll ever go there, ever. Yeah.
Unless, you know, you want to bring us Club 33 members listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like a little taste of it.
Yeah, it'd be fine. Yeah. It's fun. It is so small. It literally is its only detriment, but every single thing is so awesome. And I do agree.
It is concentrated awesomeness. Like,
it is concentrated awesome.
You ranked Frontierland way too low.
Mm-hmm.
My New Orleans Square might have been slightly low.
I think so.
Although I ranked it higher than your Frontierland, so...
I get that it's really small. I get that it could be consumed by other lands or something like that. Like, it's weird to kind of have it on its own. But they do a lot of the theming in that area really well. It would just be better if it was bigger, I guess.
Yeah, I want more of it.
Exactly.
That's maybe why I docked it. Like, yeah. The food's great.
Yeah, it is.
I love Cajun food.
Right.
So, more of that.
But
and
literally the two best attractions in Disneyland are in New Orleans Square.
Right.
Yeah. And they're fantastic theming.
Even though Pirates is kind of Adventureland.
But it's not.
It's kind
of. It's not. It's not. And then everyone likes them. Like, you're a thrill ride person. I'm more like... dark ride theming person, and we both love both of these attractions. Mm-hmm. It's not like something like Small World where I love it and you hate it.
Right?
Like, everybody loves
those are good
things.
Rides. Yeah. For sure.
So definitely 100% New Orleans Square.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the right answer. Can't believe you marked it so low.
No. I'm happy with where I put it.
You're happy with being wrong.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Number one. Go for it. I was right.
You were correct. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is the best land.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most themed and immersive land ever in Disneyland.
It's true.
It's so much so that they're, in the Disney World version, they're building a hotel where you are literally in character.
Yeah.
And then they take you on a planet visiting mission to go see Batu.
Mm-hmm.
As a Star Wars fan, like, growing up, you pretend to be a Jedi or whatever, and...
Hopefully. Not a Sith.
Well, you might want to pretend to be a Sith,
maybe.
Whatever. But, like, to actually be able to go and you're standing beside the Millennium Falcon and all mm-hmm. that. Like, it's crazy. It's yep. absolutely crazy. So, yeah, no, it has to be number one for me, even yeah. though we haven't been there yet.
Yeah, yeah, you getcha. I'm not angry at this ranking. I'm not surprised at this ranking. Clearly, it's what I thought you would rank it. And I don't disagree with it. I decided I was going to put it in the middle, and I put it just, like, a little on the higher end of the middle, because, yeah.
Yeah, I put New Orleans Square on the higher end of the middle.
Yeah, but that's wrong. I couldn't rank it higher. We haven't been there.
Don't need to go there to know that it's awesome.
What if you're disappointed?
I won't be.
Eating a Ronto Wrap, hanging out with a Millennium Falcon?
It's chewy. I was cool, right? I was cool.
What, there's a YouTube video and it's like every dad at Disneyland yeah, or something like
that. Something like that.
And
yeah.
they're complaining about everything and then they're sitting there eating turkey legs and they were all upset about everything until they go into Galaxy's Edge. And then they're crying and like...
Yeah,
My favorite is the pictures of like dads posing with their lightsabers and the kids come up and they're like, no, go away. This is my childhood.
Oh, I will be posing by the Millennium yes, Falcon with my lightsaber. Mm-hmm, don't mm-hmm. you worry yep. about that.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Plus, you can get some sweet booze in Olga's Cantina.
I'm actually super excited to see DJ Rex in Olga's Cantina.
Yeah, and so they are expanding the alcohol service in mm-hmm. Disneyland.
They are.
Blue Bayou is
now offering alcohol.
Or it will when it opens.
Well, yes. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it was the first place you could get yep. booze outside of Club 33 mm-hmm. in Disneyland. Yep. So that puts it up higher on my list as well.
I'm a fan of themed drinks, and I think all the food being themed, all the drinks being themed, it helps a lot of theming. And like I said, themed. Once we go, I'm sure this is going to be my number one or number two. Maybe number three. I'm not annoyed or surprised at this.
My warm fuzzies are just anticipation warm fuzzies, and that's good enough for me. So, okay. Yep.
All right.
Number one with a bullet or a laser.
Pew.
Pew.
Pew. Pew. Oh, boy. So you missed it?
No, I'm not a stormtrooper.
Okay. Anything else to add for our ranking other than that you were wrong?
You were also wrong.
Last week, instead of trivia, we did a Q&A.
Yep. I think that went well.
I think so.
Got to learn a little bit about us.
Yeah, yeah.
Some good questions.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was like a mix of like Disney type questions and just like, hey, who are you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you think you are? But there was a question
kind of
asked.
A big deal.
No. There was a question we were asked by our friends at Disney Assembled.
Yes.
Yes. And shout out to them. If you haven't listened to them yet, you probably should.
Go for it. They're on Magic of the Mouse Radio.
Exactly.
And like everywhere podcasts can be found, mm-hmm. they are as well. So
yeah. And they asked us to imagineer a Canadian Disney park. Mm-hmm. So we're just gonna kind of like spitball here. Hey, okay. Disney, if you yep. want to listen,
yeah,
give
we're,
us a job.
We're sitting in the boardroom. We're giving our elevator pitch.
Alrighty.
On the Canadian Disney park.
Okay, so first of all, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you think we're gonna make a Canadian Disney park?
Well, I think first we have to recognize that there is actually a Canadian pavilion in Epcot. Already.
There really is. That's true.
So. It would have elements of that.
Definitely.
I think the first thing is you have to get right is the poutine restaurant.
100%. Is it a restaurant or is it little carts throughout?
Yeah. So that's a good point. You could have a big poutinerie. Mm-hmm.
With different types of poutine.
But as a street food, poutine mm-hmm. works well as well.
Yes. So I think you do classic poutine in little carts.
Instead of corn dogs or churros or whatever.
And then you do a... poutinerie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So what else are your ideas here?
Well, I think Mickey needs a new friend.
Oh yeah?
You got your different animals, Goofy mm-hmm. and Donald mm-hmm. the Duck. Well, I think you need Barry the Beaver.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barry?
Barry.
Okay.
Yep. That's what I think. So so he could be the mascot that walks around. He's the Canadian. Yeah. He's the Canadian Mickey Mouse.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and other parks do have park-themed mascots.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's cool. I'm not angry at Barry. Does he wear a Mountie outfit?
He could.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you know, Mickey has different outfits. Mm-hmm. That could be one. Lumberjack outfit. Mountie outfit.
Yeah. Yes. Mickey could walk around in the Mountie outfit, mm-hmm. and Barry could just be a beaver. Yeah, he could wear a shirt and no pants like Donald.
I think instead of the different paths going through, you have a highway that says number one on it. Mm-hmm.
The only road in Canada.
It's the only road in Canada. Canada's only road. Oh, man. Shout out if you got that reference.
Yeah. Oh.
That's obscure.
A little bit.
So, and I think that connects all the different lands. Now, I was also thinking, while we were talking Disneyland lands, that a lot of these lands actually could have Canadian variations.
Okay.
So we talked about how Frontierland basically is like what we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we live in the modern Frontierland.
Yeah. So you could have a Canadian Frontierland.
Exactly, which is basically Alberta. Alberta, Saskatchewan.
And you could have, like, the Badlands.
Exactly, with the hoodoos and things like that.
Yeah.
And you actually see some hoodoos on Big Thunder Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Which we would bring in a Big Thunder Mountain, but it would be going through like dinosaur area because there's a dinosaur depository in Alberta.
Yes, one of the biggest fossil places in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think and everywhere has like a slightly different version of Big Thunder Mountain. Mm-hmm. So I think we include Big Thunder Mountain, but we Alberta-ize it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So lean into the dinosaurs.
Okay. So along those same lines, I think you could have a Matterhorn style ride.
Okay.
Kind of like Matterhorn or Expedition Everest.
Oh, yeah.
But have it be Rocky Mountains.
Absolutely.
Which is also kind of Alberta, but also in BC.
Yes, it's on the Alberta-BC border.
Big mountains we got here.
Yep.
And
we live in near them.
Yes. I'm looking at one right now.
Yes, it's Alberta. <with them.
laughs> But yeah, I think that would be good.
Thrill ride?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Definitely thrill ride, yes.
So I also think, while you were mentioning Barry the Beaver,
mm-hmm.
not the best Disney movie ever made, but it is the Canadian Disney movie ever made, we got to bring in Brother Bear.
You would probably have to.
Yeah, we got to bring in a Brother Bear kind of like meet and greet kind of thing.
The Bob and Doug McKenzie moves.
Exactly. And yes. I think they'd actually have really fun character interactions.
Yeah, well, it's much along the same lines as the Wicked Stepsisters.
Exactly.
You could have a really, really fun character interactions.
So I think there should be like an area. Obviously, moose aren't, well, I mean, here they are, but Bob and Doug moose are not wandering around the whole parks. So they're going to have like a little area pavilion for a meet and greet for them.
Kind of puppeteering, almost similar to how they do the raptors at Universal.
Yes.
You could have a full moose puppet.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
That talks, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I like that. That's good.
Yep. So we got to bring in the Canadian nod here, for sure.
Yep.
And that does take place in Canada, technically.
Technically.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're not going on safaris or anything here, but we do have a rainforest area in BC. So I think that's, our Adventureland is going to have a lot of nods to that.
Okay, so are we going to do a, like, BC Ferries Jungle Cruise?
I love it.
So
that's
like
fantastic.
Old growth forest cruise?
I hadn't thought about that, but I really enjoy it. Because one of the things I like when different parks have different attractions, but I like when you have your classics and you have them reimagined slightly.
Okay, yeah.
So I think this is how we do it.
Instead of angry hippos, you could have like orcas or something.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
Okay.
So yeah, BC ferries.
That's cool.
Yeah. So not just like rivers more, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think this is a cool plan.
Okay.
So we have our Adventureland.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Frontierland.
Mm-hmm.
What else are we including?
Okay. So this might seem a little silly,
uh-huh.
but it's playing off something that's very Canadian.
Okay.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking we should have a Last Saskatchewan Pirates.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
Right. it's a very fun Canadian song. And it talks about being a pirate on the River Saskatchewan.
It's true. That is amazing.
I think you could have the song playing,
yeah.
And you could be going down the river and stealing wheat and barley.
And all the other grains.
And if you haven't heard the song, look it up.
Yes. It's also, there are two versions we recommend. The original is by Captain Tractor.
Mm-hmm.
And then a band called Arrogant Worms, which is incredibly Canadian. They actually, if you want to hear Canadians make fun of Canada.
They're both incredibly Canadian.
Well, okay, that's very true. But they have a lot of songs like... I'm Canadian.
Arrogant Worms is like a comedy band.
Yeah.
It's like, they're like the Canadian Weird Al almost.
That's fair. Yeah. So they both do versions of The Last Saskatchewan Pirate.
Hilarious.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I kind of prefer the Captain Tractor as the original, but both really good.
Yes. They do a good job. And
I love this. This is a fantastic idea.
Yes.
I'm so happy. So the other thing I was thinking of, we're obviously not going to have Main Street USA. So
mm-hmm.
I was thinking like, what kind of super classic, the oldest area that we have where you'd see would either be on the East Coast or Montreal.
Yeah, area. The Montreal, the old quarter in Montreal.
Exactly. So I think that's what you do. Okay. So it might be, it actually might be a little New Orleans Square-esque as well.
Yeah, so but, that could stand in for Main Street and New Orleans Square. Exactly. It's very, it's super old school, very French influenced. Mm-hmm. You could have some great restaurants.
Exactly. Oh, some
smoked meat.
Mm-hmm.
Montreal smoked meat.
Definitely. Oh,
and then some more. That would be where you put the
poutinerie.
Fancy poutinerie, exactly. Not the street poutinerie. Okay.
Yeah, you need a fancy poutinerie here for sure. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I was thinking, we were talking food, speaking of poutine, I was going to continue going through the rides. But we've mentioned the different poutines. Beaver tails.
Yes. Which are at Epcot.
Yes, they are.
The Canadian Pavilion.
Yes, they are.
Have,
mm-hmm.
They have beaver tails. But we'd have real ones that are huge.
Yeah.
The ones in Epcot, I was there. They are very small.
Oh, that's sad.
No. Beaver tails are supposed to be big. Absolutely. And just like sugar overload.
Oh. Do you know, I just realized they could have on this like Montreal Main Street USA that we're talking here. They need to do a combination of the Montreal smoked meat with the poutine.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just a no-brainer.
Of course. Yeah. Of course you are. All right. So we've got a few of our lands. What else are we including?
Okay. So here's the problem. Universal Studios Orlando actually has a Canadian ride already.
I was going to include this too. Okay, go ahead.
Dudley Do-Right.
Yes.
The famous Mountie
from
the cartoons like Rocky and Bullwinkle. Mm-hmm. He was spin-off of that. They have a log ride.
They do.
Of Dudley Do-Right. Since Universal's already taken Dudley Do-Right as a log ride, I have a better log ride.
Oh, okay. All right.
The Log Driver's Waltz log ride.
Yo, man. You got all of that. That's fantastic.
Disney can contact the National Film Board of Canada and get the rights to the Log
Canadians
Driver's Waltz.
Canadians are really nice. We'd be willing to do it, I'm sure.
They can give the government of Canada some money.
Yeah.
And make a log ride out of the Log Driver's Waltz.
I love it.
Again, if you've never heard of this, you can go online.
Yep, it's free to watch.
Completely free. It's something we grew up watching. They would play it on TV all the time.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It's this cute little song about the log driver. And I think it would make a fantastic, like, Splash Mountain style ride.
I love that incorporation there. Yeah. That's so fun. Oh my goodness.
I really want to go to this park now.
I know, right? Okay, so here's my question for you. I was trying to think of this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're going to have, like, rivers and stuff throughout. Canada has a lot of fresh water, but we'd also be focusing more on, like, the lakes and things like that. Mm-hmm. We talked about the BC Ferries Jungle Cruise. But I was wondering more when we're talking about what the whole place is going to look like. We need a castle.
Okay.
Here's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Our Canadian movie doesn't have a castle.
No.
What are we using? I have an idea.
Okay. Hit me with your idea.
Okay. So, I mean, like, Disneyland, the Sleeping Beauty castle, Disney World has a Cinderella castle. Neither of those take place in the States. So it's not like we need to use one that takes place in the States.
No. In Canada.
Yes. We should have the Snow White castle.
Okay.
No one has the Snow White castle, A. It's not the biggest part of everything. It's kind of understating, you know, like, Canada.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's also, Snow White has a lot of problems. She is original, though, and she's just really nice.
Yeah.
Kind of like Canadians.
She's just nice, and
she's just nice.
She cleans up things,
Yeah, right?
Okay.
And Snow White is based in Germany, and if you're looking at a lot of, like, landscape-type things, we do have a lot in common, particularly when we're including, like, BC area and stuff like that, with Germany.
And Canada has a whole ton
of
German immigrants.
We have a big part of our history.
Including yourself.
It's true. My family is from... Yeah, we have definitely ties to Germany. Yeah like my grandparents actually that recently.
Mm-hmm.
And the town that I am from was like almost all German immigrants. Mm-hmm. It was one of those little farming towns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
I could see
I'm leaning into... I just feel like Snow White is... If she wasn't German, she would be Canadian.
Yeah, well, she's very nice.
She's super nice. She's understated. She likes hanging out with her woodland critter friends. And yeah, I feel like it would fit well. And no one's got her yet, so. Yeah.
Cool. No, I
need a castle.
I like that.
I
like that a lot, actually.
Yeah, we need a castle.
Okay, so my last pitch for a ride
here.
Okay, I don't know where we put this.
Yeah.
But I think we need a hockey history dark
100%.
Ride. 100%. You could have like the trackless feature where you're like kind of skating around the ice.
Oh, yes.
And then I'm thinking you have a Tower of Terror style drop.
Okay.
To imitate how the Maple Leafs let you down every year. So yeah, that's my pitch for the hockey history ride.
I had another pitch for a ride, but I can't follow. It was really good.
Breathe. It's okay.
That was really good. I had two more attraction questions for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's such a letdown after that one, though. So, or ideas. You mentioned hockey, and I did agree we needed a hockey attraction. Mine, I didn't have an idea for it, just that we needed a hockey attraction. Yours is brilliant. Mm-hmm. I did have I'm a figure skating fan.
Ah.
And if we're having hockey, we better have figure skating.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, hockey, and I also think we need a lacrosse thing. But anyway, for our figure skating one, you never got the fantastic experience of riding Superstar Limo in California Adventure. But the idea was as like a little, you know, you're running through and you're late for something. And I was like, let's take that idea, but make it not suck.
Yeah. I mean, low bar, but okay.
Okay. All right. So we're going to have a mini roller coaster.
Not Minnie Mouse.
No.
Minnie isn't small.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a family roller coaster, mm-hmm. family coaster. So we're going to have it, and it's going to be speeding along, but you are going to be a figure skater, and you're going to have little things you're passing.
Are you
going to
be a pairs figure skater, or are you going to be a solo?
You're going to be a solo figure skater.
Solo figure skater, mm-hmm. or are you going to be an ice dancer?
No, you're going to be a solo figure skater. Now, ice dancing is my personal favorite, but here you get to do more spins and things like that. Okay. Yeah, so it's going to be kind of
I thought
cross.
You could do some twizzles or something. I don't know.
You can do twizzles as a solo as well.
I don't know.
We're not going to do any weird flips or anything, so we're not doing any pairs is the idea. So lots of spins, a little bit of like jumping kind of feeling and things like that. But the Superstar Limo reference is you would pass like different like Hollywood figures. You're passing different figure skaters through Canadian history. Instead, but they're not going to be cardboard cutouts of Drew Carey and such.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're going to be good animatronics.
Exactly. But different people, different characters that way.
Okay.
So it's going to be
like Kurt Browning could like actually be there and be like, hey, I'm Kurt Browning.
He could do the intro even.
Yeah.
The pre-ride intro. Yes.
But he could just show up one day.
He randomly would do that.
Yes.
I'm 100%
seems like a Kurt
sure.
Browning
exactly.
Thing to do.
Exactly. And he's like, watch me flip. And so it's going to be a little bit like that. I haven't decided. It could be like a Wild Mouse kind of roller coaster with all the spinning and stuff.
I think a Wild Mouse would work well for
figure skating. Yeah. So that's my idea, is you'd have some kind of combination of that with that one. Mm-hmm. The other one is Haunted Mansion has a different variation in every park.
Sure.
I don't know what we would do with Haunted Mansion, but we need a Haunted Mansion. It's a tricky one.
It would have to... I think Haunted Mansion would have to be in Frontierland.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have to be kind of like your Old West style
ghost story. That's fun.
Type of thing. Because we have a lot of ghost stories
in our neck of the woods. Really, really do.
We've been on some ghost hunts,
We should do an episode talking about ghost stories sometime. Maybe around Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's a fantastic idea, because I was having trouble with that one. Mm-hmm. So I like it.
Yes, I think...
Old West ghost story.
Old West ghost story is like an old schoolhouse or something.
Yeah. Ooh, we did a ghost hunt at an old schoolhouse.
that's why I'm thinking of it. Yeah, I guess.
There were children, apparently. That was fun.
It was fun.
They liked me, apparently.
You give off good energy.
Uh-huh.
For the children.
Uh-huh.
For the children.
Nice reference.
Yes.
I like it. So we haven't talked about all of the things that we have. I think we have a solid starting plan for them. We have a solid pitch for Canada.
Oh, sure. I mean, we're not actually Imagineers, but I think they could take our ideas and run with it.
Absolutely.
And so
hire us.
I was joking about Winnipeg. You probably don't actually want to put a theme park there. A, it's too cold. B, there's nobody there.
Yeah. Now, your highest population center would be, like, Toronto area. They do have
Southern Ontario.
Parks.
Yes. They have Canada's Wonderland, which is actually a pretty big theme park. Mm-hmm. It's an amusement park, I would say.
Yeah, but
more.
It's quite large.
It's very large. It's got some big rides. Mm-hmm. It's not themed
at
all.
No, it's an amusement park.
It's just an amusement park. You could put it in that neck of the woods, or you could put it near Vancouver.
That's kind of what I was thinking,
but
because you have the warmer weather there.
It's warm there. It's warm in Toronto as well.
It is. I maintain Vancouver's a little bit warmer.
Hmm.
I think you put a little bit outside there. You have a pretty big population center. You, a lot of people fly, like, who are coming West Coast do fly there. More would fly Toronto, yes. But I think it would be good for the Western Canada to sure. have something like that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in favor of this.
So we put it in the Lower Mainland, outskirts of Vancouver type of thing. There's exactly. probably enough land there.
I think so. Cool. Absolutely. And we also would include, basically what we would do is we would include sections from all of Canada, because Canada is massive, and we're gonna put it on the West Coast.
Like, Canada we'd have an east, really big.
It's true. And we've got rocks and trees. And water.
And water. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Very cool. This was actually fun.
Yeah, it was. That was a really good question. Thank you for Disney Assembled for making our brains spin on that one.
Absolutely. So I think that's it for the show today.
Thanks to El Mule, who is responsible for our awesome custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. You can also find us on social media. Instagram at disneya.podcast, on Facebook at disneya, and Twitter at disneyapodcast.
We'd love to hear from you. You should contact us.
You can find Disney A episodes on your favorite streaming platforms, including Apple Podcast, Amazon Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many more. Mm-hmm. You can also listen to our newest episodes on our new YouTube channel.
It's true.
Adventures A.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a whole bunch of stuff on this.
We are.
We're also posting our podcast on there.
Exactly. So. And we have last week's up, and this week will be going up. So stay tuned for our videos, but the podcasts are going up.
And we might start video recording our podcast as well. Yeah, but,
pretty soon.
Right now it's just audio.
Yeah. It's June and I'm a teacher. It's just audio right now.
Exactly. So until then, please review our podcast, especially on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
5 stars.
Yes, absolutely. 5 stars. High five for 5 stars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even just a few words, be like, awesome. We'll accept that. Yeah. I'm happy with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Or no words. Just 5 stars.
5 stars is good. They like words, but they like stars more than anything.
Whatever. And if you know of anybody who might like to listen to us, please recommend us.
Yeah. It's hard for people to find us if you don't review us.
Yeah, word of mouth.
Word
of mouth is good, and the reviews are good for those old algorithms.
Exactly. It only takes you a couple minutes, but it helps us out more than you would expect.
Exactly. You can also listen to Disney A episodes on Magic the Mouse Radio, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Mm-hmm. You can listen to Magic the Mouse Radio on Live 365, MyTuner Radio, Radio Garden, and other radio station apps. You can also listen to sounds and music of Disneyland on Magic the Mouse Radio.
Yeah.
Introduced and hosted by us.
Yay!
So join us next week when we continue our decades episodes. Yep. This time, we're going to talk about the magic 80s, which is a pretty great decade.
It's true. I think the 80s were an awesome decade, particularly like mid 80s, like 85.
85? Yeah, that was a good year.
Yeah, it's a great year. A lot of awesome came out in 85.
We were born in 85.
In case you can figure that out. We were both born in 85.
But yeah, no, there's a lot of cool stuff in the 80s. And it
was the beginning of the Disney Renaissance.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. It was also the beginning of the Disney downfall that led to the Renaissance.
That too. The 80s were a busy decade.
Yeah.
So you're definitely going to want to tune in for that one. So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until that next adventure, TTFN, talk off. Thanks for listening to Disney A. Absolutely not.
It's a small world after all.
I will listen to that on repeat all day tomorrow if you don't stop.